The past 2 years have been tough for poor families looking for subsidized child care. During that time period, nearly half the states across the country reduced child care subsidies because they faced fiscal constraints of their own. According to a survey today released by congressional auditors, only 9 states have increased access to child care since 2001. The report comes as Congress considers whether child care spending should be increased as it debates changes to the welfare system. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Under the country's welfare system, 3 types of families can receive child care subsidies: those on welfare, those that recently left the welfare rolls, and other low-income families. States decide just who can receive the assistance. Marnie Shaw with the General Accounting Office says a new survey shows that it may be more difficult for the working poor to receive help because states have been making changes.
The most frequent change that decreased availability by those states was to reduce the income threshold in a way that fewer families are eligible. For example, they might say previously that a family that made 200% of the federal poverty level would be eligible, and now they might have shifted that eligibility limit to only 130%.
The GAO report says 23 states in all have cut back on their child care assistance. Among them is Indiana. Spokesperson Beth Eiler says when the state's welfare rolls were on the decline, Indiana was able to shift money into child care assistance. But the economy, says Eiler, has caused the welfare rolls in Indiana to swell. She says as a result, only families that receive welfare, known as TANF, are likely to receive child care help. Working families, she says, will have to seek child care support on their own.
We served about 48,000 children on any given day, and now we're serving about 35,000. So significantly less monies are available to families throughout the state. And obviously, only instead of being able to serve the working poor, we're really able to serve more TANF-only or TANF-impact families.
In Kentucky, state authorities have taken additional steps. If parents work at least 20 hours a week, they can receive help. Kentucky has also set new income levels and put families on waiting lists. Spokesperson Paula Woodworth says Kentucky is facing intense fiscal pressure and needs to cut back.
We're hoping that it's not going to really be detrimental to too many families. But we're in a situation where we just absolutely cannot do anything else. We don't have enough money to go around.
The availability of daycare has been a contentious part of the fight over the reauthorization of welfare. Democrats say increased aid is necessary if mothers are to work and if there are increased work requirements. Wade Horn, the Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary who oversees welfare, says there are 2 conversations in the debate. The first is whether or not states have ample money to provide subsidies for families on welfare or those just leaving welfare.
And undeniably the answer is yes. The other conversation is how high up the income scale should we go in order to provide child care subsidies.
And Horn says it's up to states to make the decision about what that balance should be. Democratic Representative Benjamin Cardin of Maryland, who requested the GAO support, says that report confirms his worst fears.
Well, the problem is that we want to reward people who work. We want to make sure that people that work can make it in our system. And yet the working poor are not going to be able to get affordable, safe daycare and are probably slip back down. Perhaps even into the welfare system itself. So it's really a catch-22 situation.
Cardin says he's disappointed with legislation in the House, which added an extra $1 billion for child care assistance over the next 5 years. The Senate is expected to begin debate on its own child care subsidy legislation in about a month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.